Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, Luke and the gang blasted off of Tatooine and was heading toward Alderaan. What fate awaits them when they get there? Let's find out.
So we're on to the third issue, and we start out. The Death Star, you know, about ready to blow up Alderaan.
Ah, sweet, sweet Alderaan.
Tarkin is asking for, you know, the Rebel base. So we have Leia saying, you know, the Rebel base on Tatooine.
Sure.
Which we know is a lie. So they blow up Alderaan.
Aww.
We've got Ben feeling, you know, them dying in the Force. We get the scene where Chewie and R2 are, what's the chess? I can't remember what the chess game's called.
Oh, it's not Chessex, but it's, it's space chess.
Which
it's not Sabacc, it's
Sabacc's
the card game. I can't remember.
I know this has a name, and
I
can't recall what it's called. And then let the Wookiee win. I love that. We got Luke training with the little probe thing.
It's a remote droid. Yeah. Go.
Yes. And then after he is not getting it, we got Ben putting the shield or the helmet on him.
Yeah.
Because that's going to make him, now that he can't see, he's
going to
get it better.
He has to rely on his instincts. Feel the force. Feel the force as you stick your hand out.
I mean, you know, we work in a factory where you kind of have to see what you're doing to do the job.
Oh, patently false. That's the reason I'm capable of watching documentaries at work.
You've also been on the job for a long time. I'm referring to somebody who's never done the job.
Yeah, sure.
And I've definitely seen that at my area.
Yeah.
The last few weeks.
Yeah.
So you're gonna cover their face, and now they really can't see, but that's fine. It's fine.
Yes.
They'll do okay.
Your other instincts will be heightened. It's mm-hmm. just like Daredevil.
Ugh. Can't roll my eyes hard enough at that one. But it works. He's able to feel something.
Yeah.
And he's able to block the remote from attacking him. We then get Solo saying they're getting ready to come out of lightspeed at Alderaan.
Oh no, what are all these asteroids? It's a meteor storm. Yep. Oh no.
And they're like, you know, I thought we were at Alderaan. And Solo's like, we are. Alderaan's not here. They then see a TIE fighter, and so they decide to fly after it, only to come to...
That's no moon.
It's a space station. They, you know, fly to the Death Star, that whole thing.
So, one of the things I loved about Rogue One was Gareth Edwards, the director, he's got a really good handle on scope and scales.
Oh, yes.
Of items. I never thought about how big the Death Star actually was.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about it before. And then, you know, Gareth Edwards has these Star Destroyers flying past the space station, and they're like little Tonka trucks driving past, like they're itty bitty
flying past.
Yeah.
As the satellite dish is put into place.
Yeah.
Rogue One's so beautiful. And this is where we give Ben, well, Solo wants to put up a fight, and Ben is like, well, you know, there's alternatives to fighting, which we know is them hiding into the smuggling compartments.
Yes.
We see Vader and Tarkin. They're talking to this trooper, commander.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Space Nazi.
Yeah, and he informs them that Tatooine, there was a base there, but it had been long abandoned. And Tarkin's like, she lied to us.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I guess he's more shocked because they blew up her planet, her home, and he's surprised. Like, even with the threat of killing her race, her people.
Yeah.
She still had the audacity to lie.
Yeah.
So.
Meanwhile, like, Vader's like, all right, well, I just got a report that says we've captured the same Corellian ship that broke the blockade on Tatooine, so I'm going to go check that out.
Yeah, he pieces together that because this ship left Tatooine to come to Alderaan, they're in Alderaan, this ship has the plans that mm-hmm. were on the Tantive IV that they took, that the princess was on. Like, he's able to put pieces together because he's not an idiot.
No.
We get the scene where stormtroopers come up to the Millennium Falcon to scan it, try and find hidden compartments, and
we have some real Looney Tunes
yeah.
nonsense going on. Yeah. Where Han and Luke steal the suits
mm-hmm.
and like they know that these troopers are gonna have to check in, so like they kinda make an appearance and they're like, oh yeah, my comms like, are down.
I can't tapping his helmet.
I can't, yeah.
So the one commander is getting ready to go, okay, I gotta go take care of this helmet, this transmission. So he's like, all right, you guys wait here. And oh my God, what is that?
Surprise, Wookiee.
Yeah. As Chewbacca comes in and starts pummeling everybody.
Yes.
And Han is shooting the other stormtrooper. And this is where this is where they realize that after R2 hooks up to the port, that there's a tractor beam holding the ship in place that needs to be removed if they even have a chance of leaving.
That's your MacGuffin or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. The task that has to be done.
Was it Chekhov's gun? No.
No.
MacGuffin's right.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ben's like, okay, I will take care of that and I must go alone. So he goes off again with the scene of Family Guy. If you guys know the scene, this is where Herbert Obi-Wan is singing the Dirty Dancing song to Chris Luke. Yeah. It's... Yeah. Yeah.
All right, it's we can't so afford to
run that. So Ben leaves, and R2 starts going crazy. You know, saying he found her, she's here. Referring to Princess Leia.
Yeah.
And so Luke convinces Solo that they need to go save her.
She's a Druish princess. Why not? You know she's got money.
Love the Spaceballs references. So yeah, we get the scene where Luke and Han pretend to escort Chewie to the detention area.
Right.
And Chewie breaks free. I'm using quotation marks in all these. Breaks free.
Right.
They blast everything. And they still put in the everything's under control here. Slight weapons malfunction.
What happened?
We're all fine. Thank you. How about you?
We're sending up a squad.
negative. Reactively. Give us a few minutes to...
Who is this? What's your operating...
boring conversation anyway.
Yeah.
Fucking love that. No comedy in Star Wars though, right?
No comedy. But Han Solo is very charismatic, but can not roll above a 4.
Nope. Luke is able to track down which cell Leia's in, goes blast the door open, and tells Princess Leia, hey, I'm Luke Skywalker. I'm here with Ben Kenobi. You know, to come rescue you.
Aren't you a little short for a stormtrooper?
Family Guy again. Chris, Luke, trying to rescue Lois Leia, is like, she says that line. He's like, well, stay here and rot, you stuck up bitch. It's great. Back out into the main part, you got Solo and Chewie blasting away at the troopers that came down. And then I love the snarky Leia right there.
Oh, like, yeah. That is a cocked eyebrow for yeah. sure.
She's like, you managed to cut off our only route of escape. And Solo's like, well, would you like to go back into your cell?
Yeah.
And it's just great. You know, this is... They took what we got in the movies and was able to translate it really well
yeah.
on these pages.
Well, and I think by the time this issue had come out, I think the movie had been out.
By this one, I'm pretty okay. sure the movie had already been out.
Yeah.
But these were already storyboarded and printed and everything like months before. But yeah, that's the end of the third issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you liked listening to Emily, please check out the What's in the Q podcast, where they talk about documentaries on the internet. You can find them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching What's in the Q. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Star Wars story.